Hello, and welcome everyone to a very special bonus edition of the Wrestling Podcast. That's wrestling without the E, W-R-S-T-L-I-N-G. So all the graps without the E. But don't get it wrong, we're not anti-E, we're simply pro-wrestling. Thank you for joining us as always as part of the Inside the Ropes podcast network, where you can usually find us every Friday. It's just me, Gareth, here right now, usually joined by my best friend and excellent co-host, Liam White. But I'm steering the ship today as things are a little bit different as we hurry to get this special emergency bonus edition into your hands, or should that be ears, as we were able to get an interview with the legendary Emi Sakura, the Apple Girl herself, Mei Suruga, and joined once again by the lovely Balianaki. We're breaking our own rules a little as we wanted to bring you this chat with two of the competitors for this Monday's Japanese bracket of the AEW Women's Title Eliminator Tournament. We don't just chat AEW, no. We also get some background on Emi and Mei, talk about the joy that is Choco Pro with its creator and one of its brightest stars, and also try our best to get Aki into some trouble. Okay, so stay put, we'll be back with our interview right after this.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, the time has arrived. Yes, indeed, we're joined by the best bros, Balianaki, Mei Suruga, and of course, the legendary Emi Sakura. Guys, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Hi, this is Emi.
Hi, this is Mei Suruga.
We're so excited to have you, and it's such an exciting time for pro wrestling. And
it is.
I want to talk to you straight away about this AEW Women's Eliminator Tournament. So,
yes.
How did you first hear about it?
I'm
very so excited.
気持ち?うん。ま、気持ちというか、なんかどんなふうに分かってたの?誰かが教えてとか、あ、こうだったとか、こうなったのとか、多分そうだと思う。うん、でも最初、あの、さくらさんに、めいちゃん、すごいニュースがあるよって。あ、でしょね。いつもさくらさんのパターン。そう、<laughs> I'm Sakura, I really loves people's reaction. If you have, like, she is very, very addicted to them. She takes out the cameras and do the whole deal whenever she does that. That's why she lets people know most of the time here. While everybody's watching. But most of the time, if a news is coming, let's just say a big offer or something or match it has come, he would go, May, a fantastic thing. A fantastic news has happened. And May would go, what? And then they both have this whole thing. And then she tells her, you are going to AW. And May Suruga goes, haywire. I think, yes, pretty much.
Yes.
May is very visually happy. Like, you can tell very clearly that she is. Her legs starts going, hands starts going, head starts going, everything. So that was the reaction.
It's very exciting news. So for Emi, how much contact have you had with AEW during the pandemic? And more importantly, have they been watching Choco Pro?
の鈴木の時に、AW とどれほどの連絡とかあったんですか？
いや、私はその1年もう1年以上試合をしてなくって、うん、でどうしようこのままだったら AW と契約が終わっちゃうかもしれないと思った時に、うん、何人かの選手が実際にパンデミックが理由で契約が終わったの、うん、だから次は私じゃないと思ったんだけど、うん、今回そのトーナメントの話が来た時にこれは優勝するしかないってだから思ったの逆に。
So Emi Sakura says, well, they have been in contact, but for 1 year, she hasn't wrestled for AEW. Like, it's been a whole year. And she says, in very Emi Sakura fashion, she has always thought, like, oh, the contract is going up. I am doing nothing. And she realized, like, some people actually, like, for one reason or another, actually had their contract, during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I was just waiting days. Okay, my turn is coming. But when this tournament was announced, in the other hand, like, she thought, like, okay, I have to take this tournament now, because, like, that's my way of really, really like paying my dues almost. That's how I'm Sakura thinks.
パンデミックの間に2つのことをしたの。1つはチョコプロの、あのチョコレートプロレスの幕に勝手に AW のロゴを入れたこと。それがすごいドキドキしたのと、あとウォッチングパーティーっていうのを始めて、ジェリコさんの歌を一緒に歌ったりとか、それがいいのか悪いのかわからないままやってるのは怖かった。
So see, two things really, really scared her. First of all, that we just for didn't ask anything, did nothing. We just...put the AW logo literally on Choco Pro's banner. We just did that. Like, she didn't ask anybody for nothing. She just goes, AW is right there as well. And
I thought that was an official thing.
What?
I thought that was an official thing.
No. When we say that, every episode I say that, and I do the no paywall thing, I always say AW is right there. I don't know if they're letting us do it or supporting. We have no idea which one yet. Even though we have been doing this for 1 year,We still have no idea. Are they really okay with this? So she was really nervous about that. But she wanted to like really show that connection. Like, okay, these guys are really supporting us. And, you know, they have been a big part of what we are thinking of, like thinking globally, I think. And Sakura really felt that as well. And the second thing was we started doing like the watching parties in the morning. So Sakura thought like I'm not doing anything for AW or anything. So she started doing the watching parties and like trying to get the Japanese fans to think about that.And like, but when you do a watching party, you say a lot of things, good things and bad things. And she said that was very nervous as well. She had no idea, like, how they would feel about it. Like, that we just going crazy of like Cody doing his entrance or Chris Jericho's theme song. We just like really doing our own thing. So those two things really made her nervous. So then, 2nd question is, AW Choco Pro, do you see this? This is important.We have no idea. First of all, we have no idea if AW is watching Choco Pro. And two, we don't even know if it is a good thing or not if AW should watch Choco Pro. We have no idea. There's one truth though. Yes, but there's one truth. Only one truth is that Kenny Omega knows Lulu Pencil. That much.Is 100% guaranteed. Other than that, we have no idea. It's all in.
That makes me so happy.
Yes.
That more and more people know Lulu Pencil.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lulu Pencil. Yeah. She gets name drop everywhere.
You know, I think it just speaks to how great Emmy is and how obviously loved she is that AEW have kind of kept. You know, there was no, I don't think there would have ever been a second thought about dropping her. Like, she's so, I think she's so important to.The sort of future of the AEW women's division.
Yeah, but apparently Ami Sakura doesn't think so at all. So, like, Sakura is really good. So, this is not something I've ever thought about. Sakura's contract is like, I don't know.
Thank you.
But everyone, Sakura and Ami, everyone thinks so. Yeah, apart from Ami Sakura, everybody thinks so.
I'm certain as well that plenty of people from AEW have seen some of the wonderful GIFs that get made of Choco Pro that turn up on Twitter.
Yeah, like, what is it?AW の人も何人かが絶対チョコプロのなんとかな何か何かやるじゃん いいこととか、これ絶対見てると思いますよ。
じゃあじゃんけんが始まったらそれは本当だっていうこと。
Yeah, she says we will believe them if they start doing じゃんけん tournaments. After dark, who gets the next match? Here we go. If they start doing that, then we would believe. All right, they're cool with us.
So.Emmy, how are you feeling about getting back in an AEW ring now, albeit in Japan?
なんか今そろそろ AEW のリングにもう一回入ることになってるんですけど、まあ日本だってもどんな感じですか？
一つ面白いことがあって、これはこのパンデミックにならなかったら日本とアメリカでトーナメントになるなんてことは絶対なかったと思う。だからしかもチャンピオンが志田さんだっていうことがあったと思うから、逆に今しかできないトーナメントの形で私もメインもチャンスをゲットしたと思うから、これはそのなんか時代の流れが来てるんじゃないかなってすごく思う。これが一つでもう一個ある。
So first and foremost, she thinks, the reason, like she thinks, if there was no pandemic,This tournament would have never happened. Like a lot of things has to align together for this to happen. Like first of all, Hikaru Shida being the champion. Mm-hmm. Second of all, if there has been no pandemic, then they wouldn't have to stay here. They wouldn't have like troubles bringing the talent there. So they would just do that. But because that is happening, they have to do tournament in Japan because the pandemic is here. Because the times demands it. And because of the time that is like,In whatever sense they are, Ami Sakura and Mei Suruga both have gotten a chance that they don't know or not sure how it would have gone otherwise. So it almost feels like the times are changing in a way that basically their wind is blowing right now. And they think like, Simon Sagar thinks like, because it is happening, it is very uniquely happening in this time, they should make the most of it in that sense. We have no idea if there will ever be a second tournament or anything. It might never happen again if we go back to the normal settings of things. Then things will start running normally like they were before. And so things, because of that unique opportunity we have in time right now, we can really make a mark here. Number two is?
Number two is, 小さいまま大きくなるってどういうことかっていうのをずっと考えてる。リスクを少なくして、特に今回こういうふうになったから、リスクをなくしてでも多くの、この団体を大きくするっていうのをどういうことか考えてる時に、日本にいながら世界に行けるっていうことを、私たちもチョコプロで考えていたのに、AEW がまさに同じことをやってるっていうのは、やっぱすごいなと思ったし、あ、私たちの考えは成功する可能性もある、強くなったっていうことを感じたから。
So, it might be a bit of a long answer, as in, Ami Sakura has always said,The kind of wrestling we do, the kind of wrestling Ami Sakura does, it is hard to do that with a big thing. To really have that kind of vision and run this train on the same track that she wants it to. It is really hard to do that with like a big, let's just say a company or a big roster. And there's like 100 people doing that. That's really hard to convey that. But she can do that if it's like this, like Gotomu.She can really do that. She can really bring out the kind of wrestling that she envisions. But she also wants to become big. So there's a conundrum there that's really hard. But she thinks like, we have to find a way to be the biggest while staying small. To be big while staying small. She has said that since I know her, she has been saying that. And she tried to do that with Gata Mood. It was hard. But with Choco Pro, she thinks she has finally gotten the answer to really be big.While being small, to go to the world, even though we are still keeping everything that makes us in the same sense. We are not changing to be big. We are just the same, whatever we are, like bringing it to the world. And see, things like even because of the pandemic happened, we are forced to do this. And we try to do this as safe as literally possible, trying to bring it to such a condensed form and like just wrestlers doing everything.But she thinks she finally have kind of an answer in Choco Pro. But for AEW to be thinking and doing almost the same thing, as in staying in Japan, doing the things here, and then broadcasting it, even though the tournament is so small, the venue is so small, there's no fans or anything. It's not like they're going 10,000 people or anything. No, they're doing it very small, but still have the reach to show it to the world. So for her to like, okay, if AEW thinks that and are doing that, then it...most likely that we are doing something right. And there's a good, like she's getting confidence in the fact that we really might be able to become really big while staying really small.
Yeah, I think so too. And it feels like a very organic thing. You know, if you look at the live chat during any of the Choco Pro shows,
yes.
It's such a wholesome atmosphere. Everybody seems to really love it. And that's the way you build fans, isn't it? Right. Just to gradually build it.
It's cultivated such a passionate group of fans, Choco Pro and Ghetto Move.
We are very lucky for that.
So obviously one of the stars of Choco Pro now is Mei. And Emmy, how excited are you to have May as one of your more recent students in the tournament with you?
なんか、なんていうか、メイちゃんも今、チョコプロの一つのスターじゃないですか。で、さくらさんが、メイちゃんも、なんていうかな、もうさくらさんのイメージあるんじゃないですか、シダさん、ビフォーちゃんの後で。今、メイちゃんもそれぐらいまだ早いのに、カリアも少ないのに、一緒に AW のトーナメントに入るとはどんな感じですか？
なんか私の中ではもう当然かなっていうのがあって、自分の中でもリホちゃんや志田さんに関してそのなんだろう、もちろんすごいけど、すごくなった後でなっただけど、目は今すごいから今からずっと見てほしいっていうのがあるので、早すぎるってことはないし、今が一番面白い、今が一番面白い、変だから今から見ておくのが一番正しいような気がする。本当にスターがアメリカに行くじゃなくて、もうスターになっていくところ全部商品になると思う。なんか
アメリカに行ってスターが生まれるってこと。
So,
Ami Sakura thinks like, in her mind, it doesn't feel like recent for me. Like, she thinks like, of course, like, with Sheena and with Riho, like, they became great already. Like, Ami Sakura always says, like, that she doesn't have too much of hand in those, like, her students, like, becoming great. They just do great on their own. She just gets the credit. She always says that. But she says, like, but May, she thinks, like, it doesn't feel like it's early or anything. It just feels like it should be, it almost feels like natural for her to go to AW. That's how she feel about May. And it almost like, for them to, it's almost like a star went to America. They were who they were, and then that package went to America and did AW. But for May, she thinks this is the right time. This is like a really time. It's not like a star will go to AW. No, a star will be born when it presents to the world in AW. So she thinks like this is like the right way to really go about it. She thinks like this is the best time for May to really get in there and like people to see her. Yes, right there. Man, getting embarrassed inside their mouth. May makes very funny faces when I do a promo for her in English or something, or I compliment her. She always has that like, oh, really? Like that smile.
Yeah, more for you.
Happy about getting complimented though.
That's the other thing there's lots of GIFs of, is May reacting to things.
Yes. That is crazy. My right ear has been taking a lot of beating these days.
My favorite is when they're captioned with May noises. It's just like how it's captioned.
Well, there's a caption like that? I had no idea.
I've seen a GIF where it's just May running around the mats,
yes,
in Choco Pro, happened. And it's just captioned with, you know, like in little inverted commas, yes, just May noises.
Oh God! GIF May chan no.
And I just got the girls, come on, the ah!
Yeah, it happens.
So, May, you're going to have lots of new people aware of you very soon. What should these people know about you before they see you on Monday?
なんだろう、やっぱりその、なんか印象残すだけじゃ終わりたくないから、多分今までだったら、まずはもう私は元気な、可愛い子ですっていうのをもう前面に押し出して言ってたと思うけど、多分今回はそれももちろん知ってほしいけど、それに加えて、なんだろうな、なんかその相手より、なんだろう、 なんていうの、その勝ちに向かってる、このまだ多分名も知れてないこの姿を見てほしいかな。
She says, up until now, it has always been like she was very, very much like trying to let everybody know like who she is. She is a kid who's always happy, super energetic, and very cute. Self-said, by the way. Very on purpose.
Like,
she really said that for me to translate. That she's very cute. That is something. Please note that, like in captions. So she says she was always really want to do that. But like for this time, she can't really just like, she cannot be contained with just that. Like just make an impression. She has always like, when she goes to a new place, her first thought was to, okay, at least let's make sure everybody remembers who I am. Let's like nobody forgets after going home from the show that I miss Suruga's name and like how she was and what she did. But she says that much doesn't feel enough for this time. Like she wants to be someone who's really like, of course she wants everybody to have that, to have an impression of her, to really know who she is and like to get that connection with the audience. But on top of that, she wants to be someone who's really gunning for the win. Like she wants that to be registered as well. Not just a talent who's, you know, she's cute, she's nice, I want to see her again. No, like she's going places. I know she's going places and I'm going to see her. Like that more of a wrestler thing, she also wants to be there for that as well. This time specifically. How much did you get, by the way, what I translated? どれくらい分かったの? 今の翻訳。
2? 3? 5?
Half?
Half.
Half! Oh. Sometimes she just said yes, and she has no idea what I said, but she agrees like she 100% got what I said. That happens a lot.
And that's very trusting.
Yeah, you could be saying so many mean things about her, and yes, she's just like, yeah, well, I completely agree. Yeah.
Does she know more mean things than I actually like good things? If I kind of make fun of her, she knows better than if I praise her. Because I, for some reason, I ended up teaching her like more slang, more like insults than like compliments. So insults, she knows.
That's just how best bros communicate, though. Like, you always make fun of your best friends.
Oh, that's true. That could be it. I think that's why we fight, right? Because we're friends. Well, I don't know. It just happens.
Like me, Liam and I, best friends. We never say anything nice to each other.
No.
Yeah, that happens. That is true.
So, yes. May, how did you actually get started in wrestling for people that haven't heard your story before?
どうやってプロレスに何か入ったの？
プロレスに入った、
うん、
まずでも理由はもともとプロレスをずっと見てたから、うん、ファンで、
うん、So originally she was kind of like she was a fan of wrestling. That's、mm-hmm. that's like where it always starts. But I think she started pretty late too. She didn't watch wrestling till like high school、mm-hmm. and she ended up
one year
first year of high school second year of high school. So she started the first time she ever watched wrestling was actually the second year of high school, and she joined right after high school finished. She came here to join wrestling. So
amazing,
pretty fast transition from there.
で、自分は入場が好きだったんです。
Yeah. So when she met wrestling, like pro wrestling as a whole, as a show, the thing that really got to me was the entrances. She was the like. That's her thing. Like, okay, entrance is the best thing in the world. Like, everybody entrancing and imagining herself doing that was the thing that really got her hooked.
だからメイは一番の本当の理由は入場がしたかったからプロレスラーになりました。
So if you really have to put a like a answer to it, it's just because she wanted to do an entrance, and the only way to do that was to be a wrestler, and now we have her.
Yeah,
that's all she wanted, just to do an entrance. But it's true, by the way. Like, she's very hyped when she does an entrance.
Yeah, it's entrances and bouncing off the ropes. That's the one.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's interesting that May fell in love with wrestling very quickly. It seems to be once you find and meet wrestling, you fall in love with it very fast and deep.
Yeah. なんかめちゃもめちゃ早めになんかなんとかな気になったというか。出会ったらすぐこれだみたいになったよね。Yes, very fast.
So, what was training actually like for you? I mean, were there any parts of it that you found easier or harder to get hold of?
なんかじゃあ始まったら練習的にどんな感じだったの？なんかで、擦りやすいとか擦りにくいとかそんなところもあったの？
でもそのもともと中高ずっと部活動とかで運動はしてたから、うん、体力面はそんなになんていうかその部活の延長線上みたいな感じだった。でもそのもちろんその受け身とか取った時にその最初頭打ったりとかしてもう頭クラクラする目はもうプロレスラーになれるのかとは思った。
She says, because she was doing like a sports club in her school very extensively all 3 years, so she was like stamina wise.It was like just an extension of what she was doing amateurly, just doing it more seriously. So that part was totally fine. But of course, when you go to like wrestling training and you do like back bumps and stuff, hit your head, go loopy, and then like think, oh, will I really be a wrestler? This doesn't seem like going very fine. The first time you hit your head when you do a back bump, yeah, you never forget it. I still remember mine. Everybody remembers theirs. The first bump where you hit your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like those hard parts were kind of like those.
And do you still train regularly now, or is it more sort of learning by experience?
So, 今にもなんかどんな感じ？今もどんどんなんか前と同じくめっちゃ練習やるか、今もっとエクスペリエンスにもらってやったことに自分で考えてなんていうかな、もっとパフォーマンスやりながら。もっと勉強になってるか練習の方で勉強になってるかって今はどんなプロセス
で？でもチョコプロが始まってからは、うん、週に 1,2 回多くて3回試合があるから、うん、なんていうかその試合でなんていうかその なんか戦い方とかそのもっと技をこうした方がいいとかは勉強できるのは今は試合の中での方が多いかな。
So she says, but specifically after Choco Pro started, because we have like two or sometimes three shows a week at least, because we're doing like 10 to 11 shows a month. So 3 days a time, that there's definitely a show. So she says like starting Choco Pro, it had like really thinking about like this move would work here or should I do this, this. Like her game has changed mostly in matches compared to training like before. Before in Got the Move, there were more training, less matches. In Choco Pro, more, way more matches and like less and less training. So her game has been more developing while the match is going on since Choco Pro.
Does the new stuff that you've worked on in Choco Pro, do you find it translates well to being in a ring?
Choco Pro de nanka benkyou shite atarashii koto toka ga yatta koto wa onaji koto wo ring de yaru toki ni umaku natte ma nanka o nan toka ii kanji de ring ni mo dekiru you ni kanji desu ka? Choco Pro no benkyou toka ga.
Demo sore wa sugoku muzukashii.
That's very difficult, she says. Very difficult. Very different thing to do. Almost like completely different thing you're doing, even though it's both wrestling.
だからそのチョコプロとかこのマットの市ヶ谷の会場で、
mm-hmm.
どんどんどんどん勉強してってできるようになったこととかはいざリングに行ったらあれこの技はどうやってリングで出したらいいんだろう。
So like she would, we would like really rack our brain and think of, oh, we can really do this, and then finally get that thing to work in the chocolate square. But when you go to the ring, you really have to like reconstruct it in a separate setting. Like, okay, how is this going to work here now?
Mm-hmm.
I think I can talk from the experience as in teams. I think because we have so many things that are like as team best bros, we have so many things that work in Ichigaya. We have a lot, really, really lot, and most of them are designed because we are team. We became a team here. Mm. Most of our teamwork goes here, and we can really like move here. But to translate that when we went to the ring was quite difficult. It's almost like how to say that, like running and doing like running with your feet and riding a bicycle almost. Like you're working very hard with your legs. But very different things to do. And the balance of it and the distance of it and all of those things really. But if you have, I think if you have time, they do translate. And some things turns out better and more cooler. Something turns out not so much and we kind of take them out. But it's like basically you have a table for a small house or big house. And then you go to a small and you have to kind of chop it off and make it compact. Like that thing we do always when we go from Chopper Square to the ring. Like deconstruct it and reconstruct it again in this setting or will it work or not?
I think for that reason, it would be fascinating to see another a rematch of Best Bros against the Reset in a ring rather than in Choco Pro.
Mm.
You know, obviously the Reset probably have a lot, as a team, have a lot more experience working together in a ring. Versus Best Bros, who have a lot of experience working together on the mats in Choco Pro.
Yeah. なんかその意味だったら、もう一回リングでベストブロー対リセット見るのはめっちゃ面白いかな。Very happy about it. だと、リングではこっちのチームがめっちゃエクスペリエンスあるし、で、チョコヒロバにはこっちのチームにめっちゃエクスペリエンスがある。
しかもモストフィニッシュのあの連射式ムーンサルト。Ichigaya だから出せなかったんです。
So like they couldn't do their finisher because it was Ichigaya. Their finisher is both of them do like almost at the same time from the same corner moonsaults, like freaking double things. Like the last time they did it, Yonehama Kaori's feet went to Ami Sakura's like here. That's how close they do it. So they have to like double moonsaults on the same person from the same corner. Right. Very crazy stuff. But they couldn't do it here. Lucky for us.
Yeah.
Well, whilst we're on the subject of finishers, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, have you got a name for your finisher yet? Because quite a lot of people have been asking this.
Yeah, we don't... Yeah, come on, Liam. What do you want? What do you want, a fight here?
We're journalists. We have to ask.
Royal Trophy Prince, everyone.
Royal Dolphin Press.
It's official. You heard it here first. Yeah. Dolphin Splash.
Yeah, this is going well. Let's not fight.
Sorry, Balin. I apologize. So, May, we've come across a wrestler in Tokyo Yoshi Pro called May St. Michelle, who looks a lot like you. Are you familiar with her? And if so, how excited were you just to join Tokyo Yoshi Pro?
Yes.
I know.
She says she is cute too.
Yeah.
So, なんかこれでなんかなんとかな知り合いとかありますか？あった場合は、なんかこの人が東京女子に上がってるのはどれほどの、なんとかな楽しさとか嬉しさがありますか？
私は彼女のことはわからないけど、みんなが勝手にあのメイサンミッシェルが出たら、スルがメイの話題も出してくれるから、なんかラッキーって。
She says, I don't really know about her. Like, I don't know too much about her. But whenever she does Tokyo Joshi, my rating goes up as well. Like, people share my stuff as well. So, lucky for me. Thank you, Sumesh and Michelle. Yeah. Is what she says. And she also says she's cute. She doesn't say that about much people, like a lot of people.
Very good. Right, so just going back to Choco Pro then.
Yeah.
I mean, I think anybody that's watched Choco Pro, particularly during, obviously it's been during the pandemic, which is a difficult time, and Choco Pro is a very happy thing to watch, you know, it makes you feel good. Perhaps, Emmy, could you tell us a bit about how Choco Pro came to be and where the idea came from?
で、なんか、Choco Pro は、この、なんとかな、大変の時間しかなかったというのプロモーションじゃないですか。大変だった瞬間から始まったから、みんなが大変な時間しか見たことない、チョコプロを。だけど、チョコプロはめっちゃ嬉しい、幸せそうなもの。なんか見ると絶対嬉しくなる。だから、それが、それすこのフォ、このことを考えると、サカさん、なんか、このチョコプロのアイディアとか、そんなようにやろうとかが、なんかどうやって始まったんですか、何か。
なんかもうそのパンデミックになった時にもう私たちはプロレスができない、プロレスラーであることを諦めなきゃいけないと思った中で一個だけ何か残したいなと思って、それはレスラーの経験試合をするっていうことをなくしたくなかった、あとはそのパンデミックを感じさせない場所が一箇所ぐらいあってもいいかなと思って、ここをつければパンデミックを感じないっていう、なんだろう、そのビットオブハピネスをここでやりたいと思ったってことかな。
She says there was two things. First and foremost was she actually thought like, oh, we might have to give up being a wrestler if public things are not like are impossible anymore. Then wrestling is impossible because it is a public thing. So she thinks we might have to give up being wrestlers. But she wanted to like something to leave there. She didn't want to stop. She wanted to do something that we can still wrestle in a way. So she thought up a lot of things, and that the way we do Choco Pro now, just wrestlers, not outside, completely safe. The only the people who are on the show wrestling are on the venue. It is the safest we can literally make it. So she thought of that. So that was the first reason to do so, as in like not like finding a way to not stop wrestling. Her own the way she envisions wrestling, and she did that in Choco Pro, the kind of wrestling we do. On top of that, the way it is done is she wanted for people to have a place where they don't have to be reminded that the world sucks and it is a pandemic. Like those were the only two things. All she wanted was at least one place you can visit and you don't have to realize like, okay, this just, it sucks now. Like at least one place where you don't have to be reminded of the pandemic every second and have to be reminded that everything is difficult right now. A place where you can just forget about the things and just kind of sit and enjoy. So those are the two things that she wanted to do. And that's why the Choco Pro became the way it is.
Perfect.
It's been a big success, I think.
I'm trying about you guys saying that is such an organically born thing.
Yeah.
Organic は、なんとかな。何もやらずに生まれること。なんか森がオーガニック。誰もしなくてももうでかくなるじゃん。 そんなことのようにチョコプロですって。勝手に大きくなってる。
いい
ね、なんというか、めっちゃ人が人を当てて、これが増えてるから大きくなってるから、オーガニックって。
We are organic.
We are organic. We are organic. That's a t-shirt.
We are organic.
What do you do? Wrestling. Hold on a sec. Aren't you like a, don't you have like a dairy or something? No, 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 no. We are a wrestling company, but we are organic.
Is there a hope that with the upcoming tournament that it will help extend ChocoPro's reach to new people?
Okay, I can speak for myself and ask Ami Sakura as well, but we are really trying to, at least we're really bad. We are hoping at least that it does, because like they are two of the best of ours, and they're going on a stage where the world will watch. AW's YouTube channel, even if it goes to YouTube channel, has at least like almost 2 million subscribers at this point. And if the tournament gets a good thing, there should be like 500,000 or like a million views on every video. And if we can get like what, 5% of the people, of the eyes that goes here to us, then that's a win for us. We think more should be there, but even if we really, really aim low and go for like 5%, we still have enough people like eyes coming to our own side that we can like get a substantial gain in the people who at least know that ChocoPro is a thing. They like it, they don't like it, they come, they know. That's a whole separate thing. We have no hand in it, and we don't want to have a hand in it. It is completely up to the person who's other side of the screen. It's just that if people get eyes on it and hear about it, okay, there's a thing that's this, and that much would be fantastic, I think, from this tournament. Nanka kono AW no tournament de women's tournament de チョコプロのリーチ、チョコプロにを見てる目が増えるっていうのは、なんかちょっと考えてますか？
もちろん増える。なんか私ダイナマイトにもちろん出たいけど、このトーナメントの放送が YouTube だったら、さらに私たちのフィールドで戦えることになるから、すごくラッキーだと思う。
She thinks, of course, she thinks, yes, we really think, like, the eyes will, the eyes on ChocoPro will of course become very greater, but she thinks of course she wants to like do Dynamite and be on TV and stuff, but because they are putting on it YouTube, which is our field literally, like that's our battleground, so because they are doing that on YouTube, that might kind of help us in a bit more, because we are literally on the same platform as the matches are going to be, so that might help, that might be like a plus side on our side, as in thinking of from ChocoPro's side, it might be a plus point.
The Best Bros won the Asia Dream tag titles at ChocoPro 76.
Yes.
How did that feel for you both? What does it mean to be tag champs?
どんな感じだったの？なんかチャンピオンになるとは、メイちゃんに対してはどんな意味？
でも、なんだろう、多分今回、アキと一緒にそのベルトを取ったから、なんだか大きく何かが変わったって言われたら、まだそれは感じてない気がします。一回防衛もしたけど、なんだろうな、なんかもっと多分変化を感じるとしたら、なんかでもこの二人のアジアドリームタッグベルトは、そのマガトムーが始まったり、その海外の人たちと試合をし始めたら、またその、so, 意味が広がるのかなっていう気持ち
をしてます。So, May thinks, of course, she won the belt with me. It is going to be embarrassing translation, by the way. Let me just be honest with you guys. When, like, from here to here about myself is always embarrassing. But she thinks, because she won, even though she won it with me, which is very meaningful from her, she thinks, like, it didn't have if I borrow the word from AW, or like a pandemic shift, like really, it didn't change greatly what we were doing. Even though it, in our mind, it means enough that it should have. But I see things, it didn't feel that big a change. The change, see things, can still come. We are, it's almost like she's saying we are kind of just getting started. She thinks if we have this team and we really make give it a big meaning for us to be champions, as in like me and May, those two individuals who we are. If we really think about Asia Dream Tag Team Champions, like Gotham Move starts up again and we start doing shows there and try to defend the title there, or we can really travel again and we can travel to other countries with those belts and go to at least tour Asia, if nothing else, at least because the name of the belt literally is Asia Dream Tag Team Championships. If you can at least do that, that might really, that should be like the next stage of evolution in what the meaning we want out of the belts, of us being champions, what we really want to take it to.
Gotcha.
And with that in mind, are there any teams you'd be really excited to face during your reign?
チャンピオンしながら絶対やりたいとかチームとかもありますか?絶対やりたいチームは、
もう一回リセットもやりたいし、あのナンバーワンは百均さんだ。
Of course. Of course. 100% right there. That we only agree on wrestling though, right? Everything else, just 100% fight. Wrestling, we're totally on the same page. Yes, we see things like, of course, we have to, she wants to wrestle like reset one more time in a ring someplace. But the team that we just have to fight, I said that even before we became champions, actually. We have been saying that for quite some, since we started tagging together. We really have to face the team of Masa Takanashi and Ami Sakura together called Yakin Thunders. Literally the strongest and who has the biggest mark on the history of this company. And I think, if I really think about it, worldwide intergender wrestling, anywhere, I don't think a team has done more as a team of two individuals who like a Joshi wrestler and a male wrestler. I don't think anybody has ever anywhere done anything even close to it. Those two, there have been, there's a tournament in Gato Move called Gogo Green Kare Koppun Cup. It's hard to say, but it's a wordplay on a Thai green curry but, and a Japanese word together. So it's really hard to say, but it is, I mean, Sakura has been doing that tournament for more than 10 years now. It is exclusively intergender tag team wrestling tournament. And that is we do it on, she does it on the first week of May every year, 10 years. And they have been participating in that team ever since. Won it the most time. Like, we really say this, like, from our perspective, it's not even a thing to us. It really isn't. Like, that's why I say Choco Pro is a world's promotion. In every sense of the way, it is not a Japanese promotion. We don't wrestle in like for a Japanese audience. It's not in Japanese completely. It's right. So it's not a Japanese promotion. It's not a Joshi promotion because there's like half of the person who wrestles here are guys. It's not a guys promotion because the main roster, of course, comes from a Joshi company. So it is just a wrestling company. It is to the world. The girls do main events, the guys do main events, we do main events together. Anybody can be champion. You can have a singles match. In any sense of the format, it does not matter who you are, as long as you can wrestle. That's Choco Pro. And I think it is the most complete form of wrestling that should exist in 2021, in my sense. It is to the world, like no matter where you are, it is accessible to you, the same as it is accessible to the person living one block from us. And gender-wise, age-wise, like they have rookies who start from 21 to like 46. There's a rookie who's older than Sakura and in better shape too. But I get angry, sorry about that. But like she started when she was 44. Like, so it is.
It's amazing.
Just, you know, like that is Choco Pro I say that very often and I really do believe it. Choco Pro is the spearhead of professional wrestling when it comes to creating new things. Really the point of the spearhead. Up front, doing the things first. Like to us, like me and maybe, like it doesn't even go through my head that we are like intergender tag team. It's just a tag team. And we wrestle if it's like two guys, both girls, both like whatever. If they are wrestlers, we wrestle them. And in that sense, like that format of Choco Pro really, really does bring out, as in like the team that like If I really have to say it, the team that built that foundation for it to be this was Jakin Thunders. Mm. They did that. And if we are going to be, let's just say, Bass Pros worldwide, that's the team we got to take down. If we can't cross them, the road is really long for us. We have to. I would say one more name, though, to legitimize us as the champions of Asia Dream Tag Battles. We have to take down the most recent, most dominant team that was Tropica Wild, Saki and Unamon together. Mm. We have to wrestle them at some point. We have to legitimately go one-on-one, take them down, and move on. Mm. We have to do that. Those are the two teams, I think, in my head, Jakin Thunders and Tropica Wild, that we really have to go at.
So a few big road bumps on the on the horizon then.
Fun road bumps. Really looking forward to them.
Liam and I have talked about this at length, a team that we would absolutely love to see you guys face. Mm. I just want to throw it out there.
I can kind of guess.
Yeah, I bet you can guess.
Yes. Is it an army that people respect?
Yes, absolutely. You've got us. We've both said we just think the Neo Ito Respect Army versus Best Bros is it's almost like our dream match at this point. It's like we've been talking about it for months.
Maybe it has everyone's dream match. That match. It is also a dream match in a sense that it's really hard to make because there's like three promotions that is involved in it, not just two. Like, we can't just talk to one. We have to talk, like, it has to go through a lot of things to really make that happen. So it really is a dream match in every sense to make. So I would love to, like, that is if we really have to take about like a team and in like a presence of a team in that, they are like, of course, very high. So I'm pretty sure we're going to cross paths at some point. I'm pretty sure. Like, it might happen.
It just feels so much like you're the good and bad version of each other as teams.
これ面白いことには、二人の対しては同じチームの悪と明るいバージョンがある。このチームは。まあ、めっちゃ、なんていうかな、結構似てるけど、こっちの方は赤く、こっちの方は明るいパターン。Yes, I translated. It's hard to say words in like translating good and bad really sounds like good and bad in Japanese.
Yeah.
So it's like they are the evil, we are the goods. They are the heroes, they are the villains. Like, no, it's just the same, the two faces of the same coin.
I don't know if it works, if it sort of translates, but we kind of have said it's kind of like you're the yin to each other's yang.
Yes. Yin yang. Yin yang. Yin yang. あるじゃないですか、この丸の白いところ、Yes.
Okay.
That's why it feels like such a kind of perfect dream match. It's just, you know, fighting the evil mirror versions of yourselves.
That's gonna be just
good.
Very happy, mate, that Gareth really loves that match. Yes, yeah, but like
the idea of that match makes me do the little May kicky leg reaction.
Yeah. Yeah, May does that. I've seen that dude eating this chocolate. Let's just alone, us by ourselves.
It's the best.
So, Balin, last time we spoke to you,
you
were telling us about how, sort of, despite being a tag team, you're quite competitive with May, even as a team.
Yes.
Does May feel the same way? Like, is she competitive with you?
She's trying to one-up
that,
you.
That I said that first, and this is going to be sparky. But my...前私たちが
話した
インドだったんですよ。で、ベースプロの話すときに、じゃあベースプロに、なんか、まあもちろん組んでるんですけど、なんというかな、こっちもめっちゃライバル感があるって。なんか同じぐらいメイちゃんでも戦ってる。試合を相手にも戦ってるけど、こっちからも絶対負けたくないから、なんかこっちよりももっと重くしなきゃが絶対やりたいから、これはメイちゃんの感じはどんな感じ？それで。なんか組んでるときにもそんな感じあるかって聞いてる。
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Of course, yes. マッキーが試合中になんか やっちゃったらコーナー控えて応援しながらクソって思ってる。アッキーしっかりしてよって思ってる。
she says if the match is going on and she's in the corner, if I do something good, let's just say, so she's thinking, crap, like she's not liking the fact that I did good, but kind of supporting as well. But you go, like, God damn it. Like, if I do something good, she's go like, if I didn't do something good, she kind of feels happy, but also has to say, oh, pull yourself together. But, you know, there's that reaction always happens. Hmm. For me too, yes. If she does something really good, that really pisses me off for some reason. Like, come on.
Me too, だから。ちょっと試合中に、あ、今のはちょっと良くなかったなって思ったら、あ、これ絶対後でアッキーに言われるんだろうな
って思ったから。So, see too, if she's doing a match and she does something and it didn't go very well, she instantly starts thinking, okay, ah, come on, now he's gonna, after the match, he's gonna pick this thing, say like that wasn't good and I have to deal with that.
So, yeah. So you guys kind of make each other better then, really?
Yeah, if we have to think about like, swords fighting kind of make them sharper if that happens. Mm. Yeah, that might be true. But yeah, like, I think it started in like we really trying to do a lot of things and then we started tagging together and I say something crazy, Mega, that's not gonna work. And then we do it and it kind of works. The biggest example would be the finisher that cannot be named. I said, let's do that. And she went, are you crazy? That's not going to work. I'm like, no. If it's you, it will work. And it is a compliment in that sense because I feel that way. And it is also like, how to say that? It is also hard because, you know, we have to go with each other's crazy ideas. So it's a compliment, but also like really kind of hard. So it's a complicated tag team, I have to say so. But I think she keeps me on my toes. That is true. From my side, at least. Makes me more sharp. I have to pay attention because she's really good, and to make sure that she cannot go up beyond me, I have to keep kind of beyond my toes. Yeah.
Still sharp and still
in front of her. Really didn't want to say that in front of her.
Almost gives another meaning to your team name. So you don't make each other good bros, you don't make each other better bros, you make each other the best bros.
Yeah.
All the t-shirts.
Got it. Yeah. You said something cool.
Cool, you're cool.
Yeah, you got
the Excellent. That's the clip for this episode. Me saying I'm cool. Excellent. Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Mate, so it must have been surreal to defeat your trainer to win your first championship. And Emmy, you must be very proud of Mei.
Mei-chan ga hatsu championship hatsu toki ni nanka Sakura-san kara kore fall totte ta kara kore ni mo 意味があったんでしょうね、多分。
うん、イエス。そうですね。さくらさんと、何でしょう、その大きい試合では、まだ一回も勝ったことなかったから、シングルもリングの大会でまだ勝ってなかったし、なんだろう、そう、リセットには、米山さんから取るよりかは、絶対さくらさんから取りたかったから、それは、とてもとても自分にとっては大きかったです。
Mei says, Mei has never beaten Emi Sakura when it counted. If they went to a ring, a big single, she would always lose. If it was it doesn't matter if it was a tag match or a singles match. When it counted, when it really, okay, will she cross her? That never happened till that day. And when it was like, it was very meaningful in that sense. It was a big thing that she was able to take the fall from Emi Sakura. As in, even if the team was reset, compared to like, if she had to pick to like who she would like to beat, compared to Yonema Kaori, she really wanted to take that fall from Emi Sakura. And the fact that she was able to do so really, really, like, was a big step, like, inside of her to take.
Sakura-san にも さくらさんも誇りで持ってない、ちょっと待って。誇りで思ってますよねって。
うるせえ。
She says, shut up, don't remind me of that. Forget about the prideful thing. You know, but that is a very cute way of saying it.
Yeah. So, Emmy, you know, Western fans have had a chance to see you on AEW. But for those that don't know, could you give us a little bit of background on yourself and your incredible career?
Yeah, Saka san ni mo, ma, zettai nanka AW ni maen, nanka okek san no mae ni atta koto aru n desu kedo, nanka, 多分もう一回初の人たちがめっちゃ見れるから、うん、プラットフォームも違うし、だからもうなんか桜さんの自分のことも一回なんかこのめっちゃすごいカリアも持ってるし、うん、なんか自分のことが教えてもらって大丈夫ですか？
はい、私はプロレスを18、めいちゃんと同じ年から始めて25年やってますと、
うん、
クイーンが好きです。
もうちょっと25年なんかどこ行っちゃったんですよこの話に。なんか始まったでクイーン式、途中にもなんかいろいろあったんでしょ
う。あの IWA から始まって FMW で、うん、で冬木行動さんにいろいろ教わったんだけど、冬木行動さんがクリス・ジェリコと昔仲が良かったから、クリス・ジェリコが私はマッチョ坊主とかを使うのも好きだし、そういう歴史をたどれる、うん、ドクター・ルーサーとか、うん、でその後にあのアイスリボン作ったりとか、今がタイに行ったりとか、ガトムーゴやったりとかして、
うん、今一番最後にチョコプロ、
はい、チョコプロ、うん、
チョコプロ出なかったよね
クイーンが好きです。
Yeah, so I'm Sakura went to tell. I'm like, can you speak to yourself? She goes, yeah. She, I'm Sakura started wrestling in the same age. May started at 18, and she has been wrestling 25 years. And the next thing that is, I like Queen. I'm like, hold on a sec. And it was like, so where the it was like 20. Where did the 25 years go? It was like you started and then you like Queen. I think a lot happened in between. And she goes, yes. Started with IWA Japan, went to FMW, where she was in care of. Fuyuki Kodo-san, who was also a mentor for Chris Jericho, and you know, she was together with Luther there as well, like a lot of so she has that connection in AW as well when she goes there, and I talk about it with Chris Jericho and stuff. So like the histories that she has came about are connected in some way or another, because she has done that quite long. Then after that, she criminally humble about herself is Ami Sakura. To this day, does not believe that she has worked as like a legendary wrestler in the world. Believe me, we have like long conversation about it. Like what I have a perception of her, who's yes. from outside and I've seen her without knowing her. So it's pretty hard. But from that, she goes to that she has, from there, she made Ice Ribbon, stopped it, went to Thailand, made Gato Move, did that, now made Choco Pro.
I would say, and I'm not just saying this, but I would say that a lot of fans consider Emmy to be sort of a Mount Rushmore level, you know, wrestler in Japan for her contributions.
Mount Rushmore. I have to explain Mount Rushmore to her first. Hold on a second, guys. Mount Rushmore って知ってますか? Mount Rushmore はアメリカで山あるんでしょ、一個。で、アメリカを救った。一番最初にアメリカを救って、一番アメリカを今のアメリカにしたプレジデント、多少一番偉い人、4人が一番すごいっていう4人を選んでて、顔が救ってますよ。山に。めっちゃでかい。もう本当に山と同じぐらい顔が4人。これ、なんか、これぐらい大きなら何百年あっても残るんだろう。アメリカ国をこの人たちが救ったって。それでマウントラシモがよく言われる。プロレスのマウントラシモとかトップ4。で、多分ほぼのお客さんから考えると、エミサクラは日本の女子プロレスのモントロシモに入ります。
すごいね。でも、
サプライズバイバイ。She goes, what? I know.
作って、バイバイ。作って、バイバイ。
いや、これすごいことですよ。
本当？
ちょっと待って。She says, but I make and leave. I'm like, that is what's cool. How many people do you think can make that many stuff? これぐらい作ったことできるよ。
続かないし。
She says, she says.She says, I can't keep going. And I'm like, May says, Choco Pro's future. I'm Sakura leaves.
I feel like when Emmy does eventually one day, far, far, far in the future, hopefully, decide to hang it up, I think she'll be leaving wrestling in a much better state than she found it.
Yeah, that is definitely true, yes. なんかいつか遠い遠い遠い遠い未来に Sakura さんがいつかプロレスを引退するときには自分が見つかったプロレスよりめっちゃくちゃ良いプロレスを置いていくんだろう。
なんか自分見たことか私はまず一つね、私は引退しない。
First of all, let us make this clear.
で私は
She will never retire.
Let's make exactly, this clear
first. And foremost, she has never retired.
おばあちゃんになっても。
When she's super, even when she's a granny, she'll be there with a stick, beating people up.
長く 続けるコツはいつも自分のライバルを作ること。でそれはライバルを見つけるんじゃなくてライバルを作ること。だから私はクラスを続けるし、あのいろんな人とそのなんだろう、そう育てていくっていうのは自分のためにやってることだから、めいちゃんは私の将来餌になるために今育てられてるチキンだ
っていう。これすごいですよね。これめっちゃすごいですよ。なんかスターウォーズの話みたいになって
る。I miss Sakura. By the way, I have heard this many, many times. So I might be able to translate it really well. M. Sakura says, of course, first and foremost, she's never retiring. And the second thing is to do something very long, to do wrestling very long, you need rivals. And it is really hard to find rivals. So Ami Sakura has found a new way. She makes her rivals. That's why, I'm not joking. She actually says that 100% serious. I've heard that for the last 3 years. That's the reason she makes new wrestlers.
Gosh.
The reason she teaches so many people and the reason she has brought up so many great wrestlers is the fact that she is always searching for her next rival. So the fact that Mei is really becoming a great wrestler right now, the biggest part from Ami Sakura is that at one point she will be Ami Sakura's rival. That's why she's doing it. I'm like, that is crazy. That's like a Star Wars movie or something.
Yeah,
but she that's how she thinks.
That's so
that is her biggest reason. She want to fight a wrestler that she just loves incredibly, that she really likes. And it's hard to find those. So she makes those wrestlers that she really want to fight. And they become her rivals. So she has been doing that.
So just... very clever.
Yeah, that is really clever.
Yes. Does she teach? Does she teaches them everything they know, but she doesn't teach them everything she knows.
Yeah. これはさくらさんがこのなんとか悪い、どうやって言うわけかな。さくらさんがめいちゃんが知ってる全部ことを教えたけど、自分が知ってる全部ことを教えてなかったっていうカスタムみたい
な。私は私が持ってるすべてを教えます。さらに。私が持ってるすべての上に私が知らない若い考え、
うん、
でめいちゃんがさらに面白いものを作るから、
うん、
そしたらその後に
she, says, she says this is becoming a very like an evil lord story at this point. She says when she gets a wrestler, she teaches them everything that she knows, everything that she thinks they should know, that she teaches them fundamentally, literally everything, philosophy of it, what the kind of wrestling that she is great and everything. She teaches them. And on top of that, because they are young and they are new and they are a different person, they add their own mix to it and make something even better and even new and even bright, like something that she couldn't have thought of. Then she takes that. So, that's Ami Sakura, is what she's saying. Doesn't that sound like a very evil lord kind of... Right? This is a 100%, like an intergalactic movie here, right here.
Yeah, it really is.
But that's how...
My dream is to be a grandma and my grandma's children.
So like her fantasies goes in the realm of like, okay, when she's like a granny and Mei is like old grown up, Mei has her own kids and stuff. So Ami Sakura fighting Mei's kids, that's like Ami Sakura's fantasies in like a pro setting or something.
That's interesting, because I wanted to ask about a tweet that Emmy sent out after the tournament had been announced, which was something along the lines of that, you know, in Japan, she's a veteran and a teacher, yes. But in America, she's a wrestler and a performer. Could you just tell us a bit more about that and why she thinks that?
さくらさんがツイートなんか発表したらすぐこれツイートするじゃないですか。これとはもうちょっとなんか広く話すことができますか？
難しいんだけど、日本にいるとやっぱりそのさくらにはこういう人ですっていうもうパッケージができてしまってて、そこから大きくはみ出すことは難しい。だからトーナメントのメンバーが発表された時も、あのめいすげー、伊藤、わあ、坂崎、イエーイ、エミ、みたいな感じだった。だからでも私が知らない人のところに行けば、世界は広いんだから私が知らない人のところに行って場所が変われば価値が変わるっていうことを、もし私が証明することができたら、もしかしたら今自分の例えば会社とか学校とか自分の国とかで生きづらいなって感じてる人が、あ、もしかしたら場所が変われば自分の価値も変わるかもしれない、この人がそれをやってるからと思ってくれるかもしれないから、そういう意味では私もそれに挑戦したいし、自分はティーチャーである前にパフォーマーだっていうことを証明したい、このトーナメントで。
Ami Sakura says like this is going to be a difficult talk, and it is going to be a bit difficult in explaining as well, in translating, butBecause she has done so much here in Japan, that the package who Ami Sakura is has been made very solidly, and to wander far off from it is really hard. It's going to take very like incredibly amount of pressure, you could say, to really break that mold. It's really hard to do so, like really wander off from it. But if she goes to a place where nobody knows her, then she can make a new version of herself that people see. She can, her standing in wrestling changes. Who she is changes. And for those people, the Ami Sakura we know does not exist. She gets to make the Ami Sakura they know. So see things in Japan, of course, the teacher and all, like, it is Ami Sakura. So like even when the tournament was announced, like Yuka Sakazaki, yay, like she's going up, and when you're like Asuka is like yay, and that she's going up, and Mesu like yeah, but when it was Ami Sakura, it's like makes sense, right? Like it's really hard to do great things when everybody kind of expects them to you naturally. So like see things, because all of those things are already there. That's what happens. But if she can change the place that she goes to, she can change her worth, who she is literally. To here, she's all those things, but to them, she's just a performer. And she wants to prove the fact that when she is there in America, she's just a performer. And if she can prove that, she thinks, a lot of other people as well who are maybe stuck in their school, maybe stuck in their college, maybe it's a company, maybe it's a job, it's a family, it's a place. If you can just change the setting you're in, you can change your worth. If she can prove that on herself, it can be proven to a lot of other people as well, probably. But she would really love to do that for herself as well. And she wants to prove that she still has all that thing that made Ami Sakura a performer. And that's the part she wants to brought over to the other side. And that she wants to basically prove that. One more thing. So she says, but she also wanna go up with an escalator instead of taking stairs. So if somebody does ask, who are you? She goes, yeah, I'm the one who made Shida, you know, I'm the one who made Rio, I'm the one who made me. So that's who I am. But she's ready to do that as well. If the stairs get too hard, escalator it is. So, so don't count Ami Sakura out in any sense of the way.
Absolutely not. No.
We never would.
And you mentioned a few names that Emmy's had a hand in training there. Yeah. I mean, are there any people that sort of the Western audience may not know that she's had a hand in training?
で、なんか海外の人がめっちゃ知ってる桜さんの育てたいと思えるんですけど、全なんか向こうが知ってない育てた子もいたんいるんですか？
どうだろう。あでも、
いっぱいじゃないですか。
アイスの子とかみんなそうな
の。The whole Ice Ribbon roster,、at least the one who have like quite a career, so the all of them. And
つくしとかくるみとかはもうジュニア。10 years old?
なんかくるみ、つくし、like all those that are wrestling in Ice Ribbon right now, they have been together with Ami Sakura when they were like 10 years old, like 9 year, 10 year, 11 year old. That's when she has been teaching them. Wow. Rio is actually same, I think.
あとあれじゃない、タプラ。
And Tapla, Thailand. She is one of the most famous fan artists, I think.
I love her art.
Yeah, she is crazy good. I had no idea too. I've seen her a lot of time. I didn't know it was her.
Because she kept that secret for quite a while, didn't she? Yes. She like the fan art and the wrestling side.
Yeah, very differently. But like, but
she designs gear as well.
Mm, yes, she actually designed, I think, Osprey's Wrestle Kingdom gear. That was freaking crazy. But like, if I have to count, I would say Aoi Kizuki is one who I've seen in Choco Pro as well. She is
Makoto.
Yes. Who's very strong. But by the way, it will be very incredible. If you see Makoto right now, the way Makoto started is almost identical to how Lulu Pencil started. That's how much of a change it is. Wow. No joking. The way Lulu Pencil did her first match and is wrestling till the first year right now, Makoto started the same way.
Gosh.
Same transaction. 1 year. See the matches? Same, like almost the same amount of like not having strength in that. if she can do something, everybody just goes, ah, she did the roll up, and like that level. So, and now you can see that she, like, she is confident. She brims with confidence.
Mm.
There's actually one Sakura-san's student that I've never seen any of the matches and all, but Emisara talks about her sometimes. She would be,
Rei-chan.
There's actually someone called Rei who was like one of the best talents that M. Sakura ever brought. Was incredible. I've never seen her really. I've never seen any of her matches, but or as of yet, because M. Sakura doesn't have any DVDs or anything like from her old shows. She has literally nothing. Mm-hmm. But I have all the things I've heard. It is hard to imagine like how incredible she was.
Mm. So. Interesting. So with Choco Pro in its kind of unique setting, do you all think it's made you better as performers having to wrestle in that setting?
なんかチョコプロがチョコプロめっちゃ具体的のセッティングあるんじゃないですか。これがみたい。なんかチョコプロのセッティング普通とは結構違うだからマットもカメラも多分すべてが、このチョコプロでフォーマットが全然違うから。これをやってて前よりもうちょっと良いレスラーになったって感じてますか？
あ、でも一つ言いたいのは私はこの iPhone とこのあれにこだわってるわけじゃなくてお金があればリングとカメラとスタッフは入れたいよってことを誤解しないでって
こと。ああ、これ一番最後に言うよ。
OK。
ああ、OK。めちゃん。
はい、いいレスラーになった。
うん。
あ、でもその、なんていうか、わかんない。自分はそのもちろんリングも楽しいけど、市場やが好きでこのガトームーブ、この市ヶ谷にやってきた子だから、こう何よりもこの自分たちがこの市ヶ谷っていうスペースでやってることがその日本だけじゃなくてその80人だけじゃなくてその何百人もの世界のみんなに見れてもらえてるってことはなんていうかな、もうなんかもう一段段階上のなんかもう場所で戦ってる気分になるし。なんだか、うん、もっともっと今までよりも楽しくできてる。
Mm. So she says, because like of course rings are fun and everything, all of that is 100% real, but she's someone who was brought up in that venue. And one of the reasons she joined Kato Movie is actually that venue. So she thinks like that, like doing those things in that setting and the fact that people, all of the people are getting to watch it now really, really is in that sense very special. And she is like, she really loves that venue. She says that all the time, but she is having more fun as a performer, even more so than before, because of that venue right now doing wrestling in that Choco Pro setting. And Ami Sakura's one point in the get-go was, okay, hold on a sec. Let me just make this clear. It's not that the iPhone and the mat is really great. It's just that like that, it's, she's not doing that because she really loves it. If she had money, she would definitely go all crazy, have a ring, arena, everything. It's just that she doesn't have it. That's why she is stuck with an iPhone and a mat. So please do not think that is by design. She said she also doesn't want to referee, but can you do
it? I think Choco Pro is a really good example of the old saying, necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah, like Choco Pro is... めっちゃ昔の言葉あるんですけど、必要というものは、インベンション、新しいことを生まれる。のがチョコプロに見ると本当に感じるって。
Oh, thank you.
Something that struck me about Choco Pro is where you're performing to the camera directly. I mean, my feeling is most wrestlers kind of learn doing live shows just to live audiences as opposed to the camera.
Yes.
So do you think Choco Pro, in some ways, particularly for Mei, for example, has prepared you for this TV wrestling opportunity better than other wrestling could have?
She was humming such at a good beat. I thought she understood. Like, such a liar. So like, yes. I'm like, you understood? No. So, Liam says, Choco Pro では、なんか、普通のレストランだった場合は、お客さんのように、
パフォームしながら試合するじゃん、うん、だけどチョコプロならこのカメラだけということになってるから、うん、そんな感じに考えるとこれでもっとなんかテレビのプロレスに入るのはもっと私たちがなんていうかなすりやすいとかこれにトレーニングになってるという感じですか。
チョコプロは1カメラだけど AW8 カメラとか
どこ見
たらいいどこ見たらいいんじゃってなるよ、
うん、But yeah
あでも確かにそれはあるかもしれない。その TDC ホール、
うん、
東京女子の一番大きいビッグマッチに出た時にまず会場入って一番最初に確認したのはカメラはどこですか。
Yeah, that might be true. Yeah, she says I'm definitely more conscious of it. As in like when she made her debut in the TDC hall for Tokyo Joshi, their biggest show of the year. The first thing when she went to the venue, she asked, like when she was watching the ring and the entrance and everything, she goes, "Where's the camera?"
Mm.
And she was the only one who asked that.
Interesting.
Yeah, she was the first one. She goes, "Where's the first thing? First and foremost, please let me know where's the camera. Where am I working to?" So, she says that might be true. And Ami Sakura says, in her very good fashion, ruining everything. Ami Sakura goes, "But AW has like 8 cameras, so you don't really need to care." No matter where you look, they get it. But I think like the performers that you can see, like it might even go back to like those late night shows where there was always be one guest who can just in between of conversation can just to make a point to the audience can just look straight at a camera and kind of do this and go back to his conversation. That always like strikes your chord, always, no matter what kind of conversation is going on. If somebody just perfectly knows there's the camera and they can straight for 1 second go to the like if it's like a cheeky comedian who would like do a wink or something and then go back to his conversation right away, just make a point there, that always like stands out. It's like a spike in your attention. Mm-hmm. And I think that 1 second spike, we are really getting good at that because of Chopra Pro. Mm-hmm. Because of that one glance you can do. You're always mentally aware of where the eyes is. As to before, the eyes were everywhere. Now we are used to, okay, the eyes is here.
Mm-hmm.
And I can always be attentive of that. I would even go to so far as in like it is very much said as in like there's three people who kind of make some, does a wrestling match would be the two wrestler and the referee, who's also a very big part if you can use it correctly
mm-hmm.
to enhance a match to a very, very good level. And I think a referee does an incredible job to really convey of what the wrestlers are trying to do. Mm-hmm. I really think so. And I think in Choco Pro, the camera has become an extension of that. So we have 4 elements now instead of like the 2 wrestlers.
At Choco Pro 89 on this coming Saturday, there's a huge tag team match with the Best Bros against Emmy and Veni or Asuka.
Mm.
I think that got announced before the tournament bracket came out.
Yes,
so,
that was announced before.
So, Emmy, how do you feel about teaming with someone who's going to be your opponent?
Why did that happen? Why? But I think we can take an easy win. I don't think Amisako is wrestling too much in that. Her back is literally, literally giving out right now.
スケジュールとかタイムラグとかあるけども、そのこのトーナメントをなんだろう、 AEW に私たちが出るだけじゃなくて AEW もこっちに取り込んで、もう絶対ものにしてやるぞっていう気概は13とまだ発表してないけど14の対戦カードで発表できると思うので、
So,
私たちはいつも自分が中心になるように頑張って考える。
So Ami Sakura says she is not just the fact that they are going to AEW and trying to bring the attention there. Ami Sakura is really trying to do everything she can to bring even the tournament to Choco Pro and get all the attention she can possibly, just make it her own, like just get everything she can from it, really juice it out. But she thinks that she, you can really get from the card on the 13th that is happening. And the card that is yet to be announced on for the 14th show, the season finale, will also be very, very heavily in that side.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
Okay, that's exciting. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. And one more question on Choco Pro.
Yes.
As things hopefully start returning to normal, you know, in Japan and globally, do you see Choco Pro continuing in its current form, or will that likely evolve as fans are allowed back and that sort of thing?
Choco Pro に対してももう一回は、 そろそろなんかゆっくりゆっくり元に戻ってるみたいな感じになってるんですから、元に戻った場合はチョコプロは今のフォーマットでそのまま続けるか、もうなんか何かに変わってお客さんが入るかとかみたいな感じにしますか？
それは難しいところなんだけど、あの他の団体はあくまでショーをお客さんに見せてるだけだけど、私たちはチョコプロのためにやってるじゃない、それをすごく大事にしたくって、今はもうお客さんの顔が想像できる、もういないけど、もうみんながどんなチャットしてるのかなとか、どんな反応があるのかなってもう想像できるところまで来ちゃってるから、このフォーマットをどこまで大きくできるかっていうのも挑戦してみたいと思ってるかな。
Amy Sakura says, in her mind, what we do is completely different from like a normal thing. What she has been able to set up in a format. She thinks normal wrestling shows is basically there's a wrestling show and you are showing it.But in Choco Pro, you are that showing thing is the main thing. You're just doing it for this. Like the format, it is just for this Choco Pro and this one camera, the screen. She says, we have come to a point where we can literally guess what people would be typing in the chat right now. Like you can think of it and kind of move in that sense. We have come to that point. And because of that, we have found like such a format that like such a solid work that works really great in what we do right now. She wants to kind of protect it and try to make it as big as possible in the trajectory that we are on. So if it does go back, we will try to figure something out, or it very likely will stay as the Choco Pro everybody knows. And if it goes back, I think the normal thing might go back to the normal thing was Gato Move. And when the normal comes back,the Gato Move will just take over whatever was stopped at that point. And I think Choco Pro, it might be my own thing, but Choco Pro might very well be in the format that we see it right now.
Great. Yeah. Great. 選手はお客さんから拍手をもらったりとか、誰かに会いたいとか、ファンの人も選手に会いたいっていう気持ちは絶対あると思うから、それをどう、うまくできるか。
これなんか普通だった場合は、Gato Move がずっと普通だったから、それになりますね。多分。
So like, she says like, but there's of course,when things go back to normal, the fan, like the wrestlers want to meet like fans, have to have a reaction from them, to have clappings, to have voices, their name call out. Like that is a whole wrestling thing. And of course we want it too. And the fans of course want to meet their wrestler, show their watch live, go to a place, meet them, go to the table and all that whole system of wrestling. Of course he wants to do that as well. So once things go back to normal, we will try to figure out a way to do that.And to simultaneously like kind of keep them in the best format, both of them in their own sense, I think.
まあビジネスとして考えたときに、例えば50人、100人、1000人、1万人になっていくっていうのはどこの団体もやってることだけど、チョコプロみたいなことはまだどこもやってないから、ナンバーワンになるんだったらチョコプロの方が可能性はあるから、振り切れる、どう振り切れるかっていうのにかかってる。
She says, but if you think about getting big,going from 100 to 200 people to 300 to 1,000 to 10,000, like that's the progression where you go to big. But everybody's doing that. Literally everybody who's a wrestling company does that. But what we are doing with Choco Pro, nobody's yet going in that side.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's really batting everything or putting all their chips on that side yet. So we don't know how it will turn out. But if we want to become number one, if you want to become at the top of a heap,I think this is the place that we have kind of chosen our battleground to do so. And how to get there is now the thing in Amy Sakura.
Number one にならなくてもプロレスラーとして続けていくことはできるし、プロレス団体は続けられるけど、ナンバーワンを一度ぐらい目指してみてもいいんじゃないっていう気持ちもあるかな。
She says, even if we don't become number one, we can always keep wrestling, we can always have a company, we can always have shows, we can always do all the things. But at least once, wouldn't it be nice to really go for number one at a place.
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely. Yeah, that kind of feeling.
Okay, last question then, and this concerns being number one. So you've seen the American side of the bracket. If you, this is to both Emmy and May, if you're to make it to the final, who would you like to wrestle in the final from the American side?
Saki Mei-chan, I'm going to ask May first. Mei-chan, じゃあアメリカのブラケット見たでしょ？自分が優勝した場合は、アメリカから誰に対戦したい？この人が来れば私が欲しい。
リホさん。
おお、No hesitation from me。
course. Says Riho, 100%.
Of course, Riho-san.
Of course, Riho.
まあ、そのもちろん志田さんに挑戦するためのトーナメントではあるけど、もし自分がそこまで優勝して、もしリホさんがもうアメリカサイドで優勝して、自分たちがそこでシングルマッチしたら、自分は多分リホさんが対談される前のラストシングルマッチで、
うん、
タイトルマッチで負けて、もうそのシングルのベルト もうリホさんがチャンピオンのままガトームーブに返上したことがまだ悔いが残ってるから、それをそこで返上できるんじゃないかなって。
So many things、of course it has to be Riho. It has to be. Like, of course he is going for in the tournament to target the championship of Hikaru Shida. But before Riho left Gato Move, the last singles Riho had before her retirement match was the championship match for the Gato Move title, the Asia
Super Asian
title, the Gato Move's main single title. And May lost in that match. That was their last big single. That was their last single match since, like, ever. So she lost that. And because she lost the match, Riho left the company while still being the champion. And the championship was almost sealed because of that. And
interesting.
So there's still history there. And the fact that if she can really want to go for a championship and really go to the world, she has to take that if possible. She has to clear that debt first.
Gotcha.
To really go for her own. That's Mr. Go.
さくらさん、
私はでもこのまま行くと2回戦でめいちゃんと当たっちゃうのよ、
うん、
だから、うん、まあどっちか1人しか勝てないんだけど、めいちゃんに勝ってりほちゃんに勝って、
うん、
志田さんに勝ってもう1回私がチャンピオンになってお前ら全員かかってこいっていうのはやりたいけど、ナイラローズが日本ですごい頑張ってたから、その、うん、その意味も込めてナイラと1回シングルやってみたいっていうのと、私はベッキーとちょっと向かい合って言葉が通じないけどめっちゃ喧嘩するっていうのもやってみたいからまあそれはね、トーナメントに優勝したってでもできるから、メイに勝ち、リホに勝ち、シダに勝ちかな。
She says two things, not one. But of course, if they both win, they are going to meet up in the second bracket. So of course she will beat May. Then she says, if I clear here, then I go to US. Of course she wanna beat May, beat Riho, and then beat Shida, become a champion, and goes, come here, show me what you got, guys. Like, she wanna do that, kids. Show me what you got. So she wants to stand on the top one more time. But she says, there's one more thing, like Nyla. Because Nyla worked really hard in Japan as well before. So it'd be really nice to do a singles match with her. And she really want to do a shouting match with Vicky, even though they don't understand each other at all.
I would be
fantastic if Vicky Guerrero and Emsaga really go off on each other. And nobody's understanding anything of each other. But she really kind of want to do that. But then she says, like, she can, of course, do that after the tournament as well. So in her mind, the best thing would be to just take May down first, take down Riho, and then take down Shida.
Of course.
And stand at the top once more.
My word. Okay, right, folks, there you have it. So what a wonderful introduction. If you don't know, now you know. May Suruga, Emi Sakura, the AEW Women's Eliminator Tournament. That's underway now, so do keep an eye on that. And of course, Choco Pro 89 is this Saturday on the Gato Move YouTube channel. Guys, Balian, thanks so much for translating. You've been an absolute star. Lovely to speak to you all. It's been absolutely wonderful.
You guys are always a treat.
Domo arigato.
Thank you. Arigato
gozaimasu.
Thank you very much, everyone. This is Aki. This is May. I'm Sakura. We have two shows coming up. If you can please, how do you say that? Let me do a shameless plug. It is on the 13th of February and 14th of February, both on the 10 a.m. Japan time. We have some crazy cards coming up. So if you can do, please show up. It would be fantastic. Thank you very, very much, Liam. Gareth, thank you very much. Always giving us this opportunity, letting a lot of people hear about us, even though we kind of go crazy every now and then. But thank you very much for being patient with us and letting us do this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
A massive
thank you
pleasure.
So much.
Thank you.
And thank you once again to all our guests. It was such a treat, and we'll be watching excitedly on Monday. If you're listening to this on Saturday the 13th, be sure to watch the season finale of Choco Pro on YouTube tonight at 1 a.m. You can find that by going to youtube.com/GatoMove. Gato is spelled G-A-T-O-H. Also, you can follow them all on Twitter too. They're at Gatto Move. Emmy is at Emmy Sakura underscore GTMV. May is May underscore GTMV. And Balianaki is at BalianXAki. And you can find all of those in the show notes. Next week, we'll be covering DDT Kawasaki Strong. And we have an interview with Yappy from Ice Ribbon. If you want to watch what we're watching, you can find Kawasaki Strong on Wrestle Universe. It's going to be on at 5 a.m. on Sunday the 14th. So you're in for a late night if you decide to watch the Choco Pro finale and Kawasaki Strong. But I implore you, do it if you're able. You can follow us too. We're at Wrestling Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Remember, that's wrestling with no E. You can also go to wrestlingpod.com for all the links you'll need, neatly in one handy place. You can keep up to date with all the wrestling news at itrwrestling.com, where myself and Liam contribute to the Japan and elsewhere sections. And if you'd like something a little bit more tangible, you can find the Inside the Ropes magazine at insidetheropesmagazine.com and order there. Don't forget, we've also got merch, which you can find at shop.itrwrestling.com. And thanks once again for joining us for this emergency broadcast of the Wrestling Podcast. We'll be back next Friday, and until then, stay happy, stay safe. Enjoy the graps.